Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank the Louise Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right. Welcome.
Good morning.
Today, Wednesday, everybody. Good morning. We've got Space King here today with me.
Yeah, buddy.
The Cannabis Kid is on his way back from Hawaii. Aloha! And Cannabis Kid is giving our Silver Sister a little lesson on the monsoon pipe.
Yeah.
These things are bitchin'. Very smooth hit.
They are.
Made
they
by
made
chameleon,
by chameleon
glass here in Arizona. Are they in Phoenix? Flagstaff.
Flagstaff.
Ooh, they're sitting in the trees making pipes. Nice. Lucky bastards. Oh, could you send some of that tree energy down? We love that. We miss that. I do. So, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. For the bestie, it's Wednesday, March 9th, 2016. And we have a fun show today. We are just going to be chilling with Space King and Silver Sisters. You might be able to hear her squeaking in the back there. We're going to smoke a bunch of weed. Put your weed in it.
Yeah.
And we're just going to talk about whatever the heck's going on in the cannabis world today. There's always a lot going on. There's conferences all around. There's events. There's happenings. There's High Times magazine. So we're going to get right into it. And this is something that we're going to actually just... boy, that was abrupt when that music goes off. I've been listening to other podcasts and trying to, like, you know, figure out a funky, cool format for us, which I think our format's pretty good so far, but let's see. Oh, there's a couple things, actually, in the latest High Times magazine that we just got at the store at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're on the back. Come on down and get certified. Come on down and get High Times magazine. Come on down and buy a monsoon pipe.
Come on down if you just want to get educated and learn more.
Yeah.
You know, I've personally been in this industry for half a decade, and I can honestly tell you I learn new stuff every day.
Every day. That's
you know,
right.
Even if you've been doing this, you know, if you're up in your 60s, 70s, and
80s,
you've
90s.
Had experience with cannabis your whole life, there's always something new that you can learn. Always something new that you can learn. And especially with all the new products coming out, you know, concentrates and waxes and stuff of that nature. That stuff wasn't around back in the day when you were experimenting with marijuana. So
it was, but it was just the,
you weren't
into that though, probably. But just the Afghanis had that good stuff. I still dream of, like, I've got this weed that I want to make some hash out of, but I'm just scared to throw the whole batch of weed in there. You know, you put your weed in it. But, oh my gosh, look at that. A bong comes ready already. Comes out of the bubble wrap with a bowl in it. You put your weed in it.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh. Oh, and a mini jar. Is that your mini mix of marijuana? The mini mix of marijuana.
What was in the...
Made in the USA. Hey, and your weed's made in the USA, too. You put your weed in it. Well,
there you go.
And you put your American weed in your American bong. I don't think it gets any more American than that.
Nope.
Come on, have some apple pie with us. Do we have apple pie? How did apple pie get to be American? What? Oh, we have a blueberry scone. Oh, thank you. Even better. Apple pie, just, you have to be in the right mood. You have to have vanilla ice cream, and it has to be like after a steak or, you know, Yeah, Sally. So it has to be warm. If it's hot, we want whipped cream. No, ice cream. But then if it's not, just cold. Heated, no. But then not heated, but whipped cream. So there you go. When Harry Met Sally. We love it. Oh, God. It's a crazy day already. I don't think we even talked about marijuana yet. So you can check us out on Facebook, Twitter,
Instagram,
Blog Talk, Pinterest, LinkedIn.
Yeah, we're all over the
Google
place.
Google Plus. Where else are we?
iTunes.
Facebook, iTunes. We're on your little purple podcast you can download right from.
Yep, absolutely. Go to our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We have a link there that you can download our handy-dandy app. So that way you never have to, you know, type in our web address anymore. You can just, you know, thumb the app and you're there.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed.
Oh, I was trying to pause that. One of these medical conditions, it says chronic pain, ALS, AIDS, HIV, seizures, nausea, wasting syndrome, MS, and then glaucoma. And then there's symptoms of, you know, things like, Crohn's, fibromyalgia, migraines,
PTSD.
PTSD, that's a big one, but you guys, you got to have your doctor's note for that. We can't go making that stuff up for you. Come on now.
Pain, any kind of
pain. Yeah, pain,
toe pain,
tooth pain, toe pain, as long as it's chronic and it's ongoing. And if you got tooth pain, Belstar needs to get to the dentist. Thanks for the reminder. If you have some tooth pain, to the dentist, but if you don't, come to Tumbleweed Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. Can we start the commercial over? I'll try again.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yeah, easy. It is. It's a simple process. It really is. The state requires that you see a doctor once a year, which is actually really good, and most people don't complain. Yes, we have some complainers, and I'm going to complain about the complainers. Can I do that? But seriously, if you're on pain meds of any kind, the state usually requires you see a pain specialist, and you have to go multiple times, like every 30 days, sometimes every 60 days, sometimes every 90 days to get your refills. Well, the state of Arizona doesn't require that. All they require is you go once a year. Just a cake. Simple as that.
Yep.
Easy as pie. Easy as pie. So go see your doctor. We can help with the evaluations for some of them. We're not going to, you know, diagnose a brain tumor or anything like that. But
speaking of that, you know, if you have seen a doctor, but, you know, in, you know, a year before last, 2, 3, 4 years ago, and you have conditions or pain problems like a car accident or something that just won't go away, you know, we can use old records and do an evaluation. You know, that's pretty much the, you know, cut and dry of an evaluation.
That is. That's pretty much it. So, but you know what? I found something I was reading at High Times last night. There are two major articles that I wanted to read. One was about, well, three, actually, I lied. Okay, fine, we can read the whole magazine. One's about your pets and cannabis, which is awesome because people have a lot of questions about that. The other article I'm liking is the indoor-outdoor competition, which is best. And then there's one that I thought was really interesting, which this one really makes my mind do a 180, and I always have to think about this one because I was born 70. Okay, I'll just say it. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm old.
And oh, my gosh.
Growing up back then, marijuana was a drug. I mean, it was a drug. And in the 80s.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's still in my head that when I see an article like this that says that for those suffering from addiction, cannabis has proven to be an extremely effective tool for aiding recovery. Now, from someone that grew up back then, that wasn't the case. But it is now. And I love that research and science and researchers, doctors, patients everywhere are doing their best to let people know that cannabis is a really incredible plant. So let's read a little bit about, it says, this article is called High on Harm Reduction, and this is the, actually this is the May edition of High Times Magazine. I'm not so sure why we get these sneak previews, maybe because we're Tumbleweeds Health Center.
That's right.
315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103.
We're in the back.
That's right.
So that means you're getting a sneak peek. A sneak peek.
But you come on down and we might sell you one of these sneaky little magazines. Alright, this is by Sophie St. Thomas. We've all likely been harmed by some kind of substance. In one way or another, you may have watched a friend get into heroin or meth, or even seen yourself spiral out of control during a night of booze and blow. The simple truth is that not all psychoactive substances are as beneficial as our cannabis plant. This is true. Harm reduction is a strategy that acknowledges that people use drugs and works to decrease the dangers and damage caused by their use. Yeah, and there is a lot. People come to Tumbleweeds Health Center to get certified so that they can start taking less of the narcotics and things that they're on, because they do a lot of damage to kidneys and livers and stomachs and things like that in your head. One common example is the syringe exchange program, so that users have clean needles to help them stay safe from HIV, hepatitis, and other health risks that result from sharing syringes. Another is to substitute a less harmful substance for a more dangerous one, like setting up methadone clinics to help people get off heroin. Stevie Nicks will tell you that that's not the way to do it. As the legal landscape for cannabis evolves, its important role in harm reduction has come to be increasingly recognized. From hardcore addicts seeking relief from withdrawal symptoms to heavy drinkers looking to replace booze with pot, research and science are showing the benefits of cannabis in recovery. That's a good tool.
That is awesome.
Of course, this remains a controversial notion. In traditional recovery programs, especially 12-step groups that preach total abstinence, while Alcoholics Anonymous works well for some, it's certainly not for everybody. In fact, peer-reviewed studies peg the success rate of AA somewhere between 5 and 10%. About one of every 15 people who enter these programs is able to become and stay sober, write Zach and Lance Dodes in The Sober Truth, Debunking the Bad Science Behind 12-Step Programs and the Rehab Industry. Okay, never thought of it that way. It could be an industry too, I guess. When I first quit drinking 3 years ago, I tried AA. While I've seen others benefit from the program, it really didn't jive with me. Specifically, the organization's belief about cannabis. The fact is that I stopped drinking because it makes me an asshole. Cannabis has allowed me to abstain from alcohol and therefore not screw up my life.
I can totally relate.
Yeah.
With everything he just said.
Yeah, alcohol can make
everything
you really, really angry. If there's even the slightest bit of anger in you, it can really, really magnify that.
Yeah, little bits of alcohol can make you really funny, but a lot can make you, it can make you an asshole.
Well, even a little if you got it in you.
True.
It mellows me out and allows me to become a more mindful human. Oh, that's a nice thing to say. As a result, I'm grateful for cannabis, and I'm not the only one. Take the 2009 study conducted by Amanda Raymond, a marijuana law manager for the Drug Policy Alliance and a lecturer at UC Berkeley, which was discussed in the Harm Reduction Journal. Raymond surveyed 11 medical cannabis doctors in California and found that all were treating patients who used cannabis as a substitute for alcohol. And furthermore, one said that over half of her patients reported preferring cannabis to alcohol, and another reported that 90% of his patients reduced their alcohol use after beginning the use of medical cannabis. As the laws evolve to allow greater research into the therapeutic benefits of cannabis, it's encouraging to see medical science confirm that so many have been saying all along. Raymond's study also found that 40% of the Berkeley patients surveyed used cannabis as a substitute for alcohol, 26% use it as a substitute for illicit drugs, and 66% use it as a substitute for prescription drugs. So illicit, we're going to talk illicit drugs, meaning like acid, things like that?
Maybe mushrooms.
Mushrooms, something that's not...
I would say something that's like a recreational drug, but I would say is easy to get.
A super, like heroin?
No.
That's not illicit?
No, I wouldn't really say that's an illicit drug.
I think illegal drugs are
what's on the schedule.
And
okay.
If it's like mushrooms.
Yeah.
Okay, things that kind of aren't...
Yeah.
All right. The good stuff.
Yeah.
When asked why they preferred to use cannabis instead, the subjects provided reasons that included fewer adverse side effects, 65% said. Better symptom management, 57% said that. And less withdrawal potential, 34% said that.
I use marijuana because of every single one of those categories.
Yeah. Yeah, alcohol is, you just have to be really careful with it. It's not good. It can kill you.
I used to drink like a fish.
And it can darken your soul. We don't want to do that. We want to go to the light places. Okay. It's wonderful when anyone can quit a drug that's causing them problems. My own life certainly got a hell of a lot better when I stopped using alcohol. And anyone who spent a night curled up in the federal prison will tell you drug withdrawal is hell and relapse are easily triggered. Thankfully, cannabis works wonders for withdrawal symptoms, too. So many people relapse because they just can't handle the physical problems of withdrawal. So it's kind of a 1-2 punch. Cannabis both helps with the withdrawal symptoms and also enables someone to maintain abstinence. Interesting. But despite the abundance of anecdotal evidence, the idea of cannabis as a recovery tool is still scoffed at. It's the stigma. Aren't you just substituting one addiction for another? That's what we hear a lot, Raymond continues. She believes the stigma is a result of our antiquated federal laws. Reinforcing this abstinence-only paradigm is the idea that marijuana is inherently harmful. Marijuana has been lumped in with all of these other substances. If we're really going to regulate drugs according to the therapeutic value and level of safety, we would see cannabis and psychedelics and other plant-based substances almost completely legal and widely used in therapies. Yeah, that's true. And in fact, some countries have already decriminalized all forms of drugs because...
Portugal being one of them.
Yeah, basically because...
And they do great.
Basically,
I've been there.
Well, basically because of the healthcare system, though. You can't...
That is true.
You can't... If an addict goes to the hospital and they're on all sorts of LSD or acid or whatever, they're just going to immediately throw them in jail for being on an illegal drug. They're not going to help them, you know, physically with their symptoms and such. They're just going to bump them. And that's why this person is saying detoxing in prison is not a fun thing.
Detoxing, period, is not a fun thing.
Prison, period, is not.
Yeah, prison does make them worse.
I don't think either of us have either done either.
No, no, I could just...
I've not detoxed or been in jail.
I'm just going off of,
anyone?
General.
Anyone? You were in the military, both of you, so that's kind of jail.
Yeah.
Close enough.
In a sense.
All right. Any detox from the
room. Like detox. It's like detox.
Military
it's
addicts.
Like
I got you.
It's not like
all right. So this, I just realized how long this article is. If you want, we can keep going. We can read a little more and get all into it. But let's see. Of course, this remains a controversial notion in traditional programs, especially 12-step groups. So, because their thing is a drug is a drug is a drug. Which, if they really feel that way, I'm sorry, you 12-steppers should really take the coffee out of your meetings because the addicts, and I can say this because I went to these meetings for 7 years of my life, and the addicts in the meetings stop looking forward to the drugs that they can't have during the meetings, but rather the cigarettes and coffee that they get on the break. So they're just, like, freaking out during the whole thing. They're running around the chairs, twitching, you know, when's the break, when's the break, let's have a break, let's have
yes.
a break. You know, and there's a few people up front and the speaker are really into it and paying attention. This is probably why this 5 to 10% success rate happens, because they're still giving out drugs. They're giving out sugary cookies. They're giving out caffeine. And then someone's in the courtyard passing out his last box of smokes because he knows he's going to get to 7-Eleven right after the meeting and get some more.
Yes.
So the entire meeting, maybe it is an industry.
I do that at work.
Oh, my gosh. All right. All right. Breaking free from opiates. Living in Seattle with her husband, Lilith used to be a heroin addict and was once homeless. She, too, credits her recovery to the medical properties of cannabis, but she's encountered bias against the plant as well. When she attended Narcotics Anonymous meetings in Washington, she possessed a medical card and used cannabis as medicine, but they regarded marijuana as a bad drug as heroin. She recalls, "The one thing that drove me away from the program for sure." For those recovering from heroin, another trigger that can cause a relapse is the use of opiate pain relievers. Well, yeah, let's not even get started about that. Once again, cannabis can save the day with its pain-relieving properties. Lilith lives with chronic pain due to a physically demanding job. She needs some kind of medicine to cope. Otherwise, she wouldn't be able to work to support her family. Once I was off the opiates, I had so many problems that I hadn't realized I had. The chronic pain was crazy. I made the decision to go back on the cannabis oil I'd been taking for pain before the opiates because I remembered it helped. I don't count cannabis as a drug because I see it as a medicine. She uses Rick Simpson's oil. I take two little drops about the size of a piece of rice every 2 hours. It keeps a low, steady dose for my symptoms at all times. And I wonder, two tiny little drops of rice every couple hours in a day, so she's getting, what, 12 grains of rice in a day's worth of cannabis oil?
Mm-hmm.
In your palm of your hand, what are we talking, like a gram, half gram? Maybe.
Maybe
a quarter gram? Maybe half gram. We'll go half gram. Maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on how heavy that rice is.
Yeah.
But seriously, what you're...
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Let's just give it a half a gram, half a milligram.
That's two bong hits. Sorry.
Maybe. And if you're going for the medicine cabinet, you're reaching for ibuprofen. I mean, you're not going, you're going 1,000 milligrams or more. If you've got cramps or something or a migraine, you're bumping at 1,500 milligrams of this stuff.
Oh, that's in one dose.
And yeah,
I would probably do that 3 or 4 times throughout the day.
And you're not supposed to do over 2,000 milligrams of that in a day, in a 24-hour period. So check it out.
Or Motrin.
Yeah, oh.
That's what they gave us in
Motrin. Don't even go for Excedrin. That's crazy. This is a non-toxic plant. Now, like we, you know, I've learned this with anything in life, it's not for everybody. You may or may not like it. If you don't like side effects of the high, which is what I explained to somebody, the high is the onset of the medication kicking in. I think that's a really good way of explaining what the high is, because the onset usually doesn't last for more than 30 or so minutes. So when you get high and you're feeling spacey or creative or whatever, that instant bam that you get, that high that comes on real fast, that's the onset of it. That's the high that people are so afraid of, and they shouldn't be, because you want effects like creativity and focus and pain relief, which THC is very good and known for all those. It's an antibacterial, an antifungal, a bone growth stimulator.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to live to be like 10,000 years old.
I love it.
Woo! That's scary. Okay. I scared myself of it. All right. No, I'm not drinking. And the Rick Simpson oil is a concentrate. Anyone can make it at home. There are recipes online to easily make this concentrate. You don't even have to get it as extreme as Rick Simpson himself does. We should get him on the show.
I like
it. Yeah. So, a study published last fall in JAMA, Internal Medicine, showed that states with legal medical marijuana experienced a 25% reduction in opiate overdose. So 25% people died less. Were less deaths. 25% less deaths from opiates. That is huge.
Mm-hmm.
People, that's one out of every four of your friends not dying from this stuff. Thanks to these reduced death rates, statistics show that in cities where cannabis has been legalized for recreational or medicinal purpose, the role of cannabis in addiction recovery is getting more attention. Ronnie Swartz of Humboldt State University compared medical marijuana users and non-users at a public substance abuse treatment center in California, noting the limitations of the study's small sample size. He nevertheless found that those who used marijuana during treatment did not show any negative outcomes. They tended in general to show more positive outcomes. Schwartz, like many other harm reduction researchers, is looking forward to a future when even more of the plant's healing properties have been proven. I hope it becomes possible for people to have an opportunity to use cannabis as part of their process of breaking free from the problematic use of riskier substances, he says. I think think it makes a whole lot of sense for people to have it as an option if it will eliminate or reduce their use of more risky stuff. And that's what we say a lot, is that if you want to get down to the root of it all, this is basically about having free choice. This is a country. This is a plant.
Yeah.
We should be able to have that plant as an option like you would caffeine or water or Tylenol, or if your doctor says you need, you know, Dilaudid or oxycodone or whatever else, you should be able to go, okay, of the five things that you're saying might help for me, I'm going to look for the one that has the fewest side effects, cannabis, the one that can, you know, help you that is a really long-lasting, that can be really long-lasting, cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be time release, basically through your liver. It's not going to, it's not going to kill you. Cannabis won't kill you.
Yes. The various forms of ingestion.
Various forms of ingestion.
Various, I mean,
and
cannabis.
You can use it to build your house.
Very
I
true.
Mean, come on. When you're done smoking, pick out the stems and stuff and start putting them together. You can make a little tiny mock house
oh,
like we used
goodness.
To have to do with popsicle sticks in elementary school. Let's do this. Come on. Let's build a pot house.
There's going to have to be some large stems.
Hey, there's some big old trees out there.
There are.
I'm not saying. Anyway, but you, and like with anything, any plant, you have to know your body, because it can cause effects that you may not want. It can cause the rapid heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
It can cause the munchies. Some people don't like that. It can cause your heart rate to slow down, which if you're on blood pressure medicine either way, you don't want to mess with that. But it can be helpful with that. We've had patients come in and start using hemp oil and not have to use their blood pressure medicine anymore, to their surprise. So, you know, it's used for various conditions in various forms. It's just a magical plant. When the heck are we going to nominate it, get its own square, its star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? I'm waiting. Marijuana, it's going to have its own star. Who do we petition for that?
That would be awesome.
Oh, that's so great. And beautiful. It can have one of each leaf. We could have two stars. An indica and a star. Oh, no, because then the Afghani star is going to pop up and the ruderalis star. Okay, four. Four stars.
That's a lot of stars.
No, that's okay. We need a marijuana block. The Hollywood Walk of Fame. Don't you think? It's a good place. And you can buy a weed map dispensary, and then I weed map places to buy pipes and stuff, but you really don't need to when you just shut the car off and open the door and step outside. If you look across the street, there's someone selling something somewhere. Welcome to L.A. Place of dreams.
I need to get there.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it has been a little bit. It's been a little bit since we played this, too.
Puff, 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 my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a Snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket.
know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons, I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers, and bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimp shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Hey Obama, stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a run, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have these laws with bribery. I'm gonna spend some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Alright. Welcome back to We Say Wednesday. We were just planning our flash mob, shoot 'em up in the desert, tombstone style.
Oh, man.
So get ready for that one. We've been playing Old West lately. It's been really, really fun. Because did y'all know Dr. Quinn got to hang out with me a couple weeks ago?
Oh, that's awesome.
She sent me a frame.
Oh my goodness.
She sent me letters.
Oh.
Love this lady. We love Jane. We love Jane. We love Jane. We love Dr. Quinn.
I bet it was awesome to be here, though.
I'm still speechless, although I could talk for the rest of the show about it if you want. But we won't go there. We'll go there. Yeah, it's awesome. It was awesome. And I need to get on my Facebooking skills, which I have none of, so we will enlist somebody to help me find Hank. We're coming for you, Hank. We're coming to get you. Hank's coming on our show. I love High Times magazine. So cannabis and addiction. We've seen a lot of patients come into the health center that have had high levels of very addictive substances in their bodies, and within the year, their high levels are now with cannabis in the body, and their low levels are no levels of the opiates and the narcotics and things like that. In fact, we had a returning patient come in yesterday, and I said, you know, it's funny, but people look younger when they come back the next year. She looked fantastic. She looked great. And
yeah, that is true.
Because they're off all those things that are wrecking their body and wreaking havoc on them, and they're getting their kidneys back, they're getting their livers back, they're getting their stomachs back, they're eating again, they're not nauseous anymore, you know. They've got their lives back, so they look even happier. It's really, really cool. Yeah. Yeah. We'll just call her Mary Jane. Mary Jane. She looked fantastic. She looked great. She was dressing sharp. Yeah, and it wasn't the same way years back. It was not the same story. So, fantastic. Applause to that, because cannabis is a wonderful plant. So, if you want to try it, come on down to 5315 East Broadway Boulevard. We'd like to welcome our new Dr. Guy Peterson to Tumbleweed Health Center. Come meet with Dr. Guy. He's fantastic. Great-spirited gentleman. He's our second MD we have. And we are loving having him here so far. So welcome, and come see our doctors. We've got some great doctors on staff Monday through Saturday. They're there. We're thinking about expanding Saturday hours.
What?
Maybe not for summer, because summer's coming up, and I always do dumb things like that. I'm like, let's have 40-hour days.
What?
And then everyone leaves for summer. I'm like, well, what happened?
Yeah.
So this summer.
I'm leaving for the summer, I'm telling you.
December. So are we. So what? What's going to happen?
I'm out in June, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so are we. Anyway, let's move on. Just come on down. And, if you are addicted to something, we do encourage you to get help with that. It's not a fun thing. It's a hard thing. It messes your life up. Come try cannabis. And there you go. Creature comforts. We get a lot of questions about this, whether or not cannabis is good for pets. I will tell you daily, my boy gets hemp oil and usually some dry herbage. Bud, lucky boy. Wow. Let's see.
Just a little bit, though.
Okay, yeah, just a little.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I know you're all jealous out there. You're like, what? This dog gets buds every day, you bet. come on over. You can have buds every day. If you've ever truly loved a pet, you may be familiar with the pain of looking into a suffering animal's eyes, trying to intuit what it needs to ease its discomfort. A growing number of veterinarians and pet owners now believe that just as humans can benefit from medical cannabis, domestic dogs and cats can also be treated with the healing herb as an alternative to veterinary drugs. As do all mammals, dogs and cats possess the cannabinoid receptor CB1, which reacts to the psychoactive effects of cannabis, and CB2, which reacts to its anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving effects. Spot and Fluffy clearly feel strange when they ingest marijuana. Just look up my dog or my cat ate weed on YouTube, and you'll see why. According to a guide to plant poisoning of animals in North America by Anthony Knight and Richard Walter, cattle, horses, pigs, and dogs have been documented as intoxicated and in need of medical treatment after eating cannabis. The ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center's official position on pets and cannabis states, at this point, the ASPCA does not support using marijuana in pets for pain control. There have been no scientifically accepted studies comparing marijuana products to known pain control medications, opioids, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. In addition, research has not been able to adequately define what a safe and effective dose of marijuana would be due to the wide variety of products available. That's true. You don't want to stone your pets. However,
no bad things happen.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it'll kill them because it certainly didn't. But they don't like it.
No.
It's not comfortable.
And they're probably going to make
them scary. And they're going to make a mess, and it's just uncomfortable. The clinical effects of THC ingested in pets can include depression, listlessness, loss of motor coordination and balance, vomiting, hypothermia, agitation, diarrhea, drooling, urinary incontinence, seizures, and in a few reported cases, coma or death.
What?
All right, so let's see. That's no fun for Fido or for any responsible pet owner. We got to find out where they got this info from. So, just as you keep your edibles, dabs, hash, and flowers away from kids, keep it off the table so that Mr. Snicks doesn't scarf it down and get all woozy. And see the sidebar for what to do if your pet does eat your stash. Figure out what your pet ate. So figure out what it ingested. Did he scarf down a joint? He'll probably be okay. Did he snark your 180-milligram bong bar? Chocolate can be fatally toxic to dogs, which is probably what's happened. So Bowser may be doubly afflicted if he gobbled a chocolate-licious, a cocoa-licious edible. Either way, play it safe. Don't wait for symptoms to start. Treat him yourself right away or get him to a veterinarian. If you choose to treat your pooch or kitty at home, give him activated charcoal orally. It's a good idea to always have some on hand. You can buy it at most drugstores. The activated charcoal traps toxins as they move through the digestive system. Keep your sweetie warm and in a dark, quiet place, and have fluids at the ready if he's able and willing to drink a little. If you've given your guy activated charcoal and he's not showing signs of improvement or anything worse, take him to the vet. A veterinarian can put your pet on IV fluids and monitor him in case of severe symptoms. Be honest with the vet. Vets are not obligated to report marijuana poisoning, and they need to know what's going on to properly treat your baby. So also, you don't want to pay for a bunch of tests just so the vet can find out that your dog ate your weed. Put your weed in it, not in your pet. Don't put your weed in your pet. Don't put your weed in your pets, people.
No.
Well, not like that. You can do it in small doses. Stay calm. Animals with marijuana poisoning rarely die, and it's probably from the chocolate.
Just be a good buddy. Speak in a soothing voice. Let your critter know that you're there for him. And keep your stash in a safe place in the future.
This definitely the chocolate.
Definitely the chocolate. All right. while THC can be severely toxic for animals, veterinarians and other animal caregivers have discovered that, like humans, some dogs and cats respond positively to cannabidiol, CBD, a non-psychoactive component of cannabis. Many pet owners are turning to low THC, high CBD tinctures or hemp oil CBD treats as a holistic treatment for their furry comrades. CBD doesn't get animals high, and evidence seems to show that it can provide them with relief from pain, anxiety, seizures, arthritis, nausea, and other ailments. Concerned about the ethical implications of giving spike weed, even if it's just CBD for a stiff doggy knees, consider the side effects of regular vet medications. Throughout his years running an animal clinic in California, veterinarian Tim Hsu has observed the unwanted and sometimes harmful side effects in pets treated with standard drugs. Medications for pain, arthritis, anxiety, and seizures can cause pets to become sedated or lethargic, he explained. Some medications can even have side effects like kidney or liver damage. I'm sure some of them have even caused death.
Mm-hmm.
So Hsu teamed up with Kate Scott, an experienced registered veterinary technician, to investigate the effects of medical marijuana in humans. They poured over years of research, much of it conducted on animal subjects, and then carefully conducted a CBD-rich tincture designed specifically for cats and dogs. They concocted it. They concocted a CBD-rich tincture for cats and dogs.
Okay.
A lot of research was done with lab animals applied to people. She says, we're bringing it back to the animals. Well, that's kind of backwards. They did the backwards study. So they tried on people. And
it's human testing.
Boom, 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 da-na.
I've tried stuff on myself before. I've given it to my pet.
Well, I don't give anything to my pet that's going to make him
cannabis
cry,
being one of those.
I give him stuff like hemp and non-heated, non-activated cannabis, really.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
Without them knowing. It's kind of hard to have that conversation with the dog.
Yeah.
So listen. This is what it's going to feel like. Hey, and what's wrong with a little bit of happy? I'm not saying. All right. So we got a team going. And the resulting product, Vet CBD, is a tincture with a 19-to-1 CBD to THC ratio sourced from organically grown cannabis. We've never used hemp. And we never will for a number of reasons, mostly because of the entourage effect. He's referring to the interactive synergy that occurs within the entire complex of cannabinoids and terpenoids in whole plant medicine extracted from the cannabis flower, an effect that is lost when CBD is isolated for use without THC or the accompanying terpenes. So they're going for a whole plant extract, which we always encourage anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Juice it. Juice
yeah.
it. Or, you know what, my dog actually likes to eat fresh leaves, so if you can find someone that'll share your fresh leaves, you can give them the teeny tiny ones, though, they taste better. The big ones, though, but out, like, go juice that yourself, lady. Give me the good one. Pet owners with a medical marijuana recommendation can buy Vet CBD from dispensaries throughout California. Hsu and Scott also offer a round-the-clock hotline. Pet owners can call or email anytime. That way, if they have some concerns, they've got a vet at their side. On the other side of the Rockies in southwest Colorado, twin sisters Debbie Cox and Chris Otto preside over RX CBD, an all-female staff company that manufactures CBD-infused hemp treats for dogs and cats, as well as body products and CBD cookies and crackers for humans. Okay. So see, so now we've got somebody using the hemp, so that's versus the all plant extract. And you can go either way, because seriously, I have seen miracles right in front of my eyes with that hemp oil. I'm not even kidding. And it's not that, well, maybe now they are, but when they discovered that hemp was so high in CBD, I don't think that they were initially, going to just grow CBD. I think we have discovered that that's really good, but I still like the whole plant effect.
Oh, yeah.
And the 19-to-1 ratio sounds like maybe if they're not, I don't know if it's heated or changed in any way, it might not make it psychoactive, you know. And what if you have a depressed dog who wants a little happy?
Why not?
Yeah. The siblings have about 80-plus years combined experience in the cannabis industry, Koch proclaims, longer than others in the industries have been alive. After witnessing the benefits of CBD-rich medical marijuana administering to their ailing father in place of pharmaceuticals, Koch and Otto researched the effects of CBD on pets. The duo subsequently created a line of high CBD gluten-free pet biscuits made entirely with human consumption-grade ingredients. If you snack on one by accident, you just might enjoy it. We rely on very tight quality control and defensible data, avows Koch, a civil engineer and environmental scientist. The pair ultimately chose to source the CBD for Benny's healthy hemp treats for dogs and Anita's healthy hemp treats for cats from hemp oil as opposed to cannabis flowers. Otto, a master baker whose background is in molecular, cellular, and developmental biology, explains a CBD molecule is a CBD molecule is a CBD molecule. What is it, folks? A CBD molecule.
It's a CBD molecule, man.
Sourcing it from hemp is the way that we found to appease the regulators and offer a product suitable for pets. That hemp versus cannabis distinction means that healthy hemp treats are available to purchase and ship anywhere in the country. Since THC constitutes less than 0.3% of the active ingredients in the treats, which are therefore not subject to state or federal laws governing medical marijuana products. And while high CBD hemp oil extracts don't contain the same level of cannabinoids and terpenoids that cannabis flower extracts do, they have their own whole plant synergy, which has been dubbed the hemp-tourage effect. I had to read that because they broke it up into two different columns here. Sneaky. The hemp-tourage. The hemp-tourage effect. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right on. Testimonials on the RxCBD website herald healthy hemp treats as a life-changing therapy for anxious animals, one pet owner writes. My cat is an uptight girl, hissing at strangers and sometimes at me. A CBD treat was like a chill pill for her. Both of us are happier. Some of the cats are just plain old nasty. We know that.
Yeah.
Nasty cats. RxCBD and VetCBD products recommend dosages based on body weight of the patient. RxCBD biscuits are recommended in half biscuit doses for small dogs, all the way up to 5 to 7 biscuits a day for an 85 to 120 pound dog. The olive oil based VetCBD tincture, which can be administered orally via syringe or added to a pet's meal, has a suggested dose of 0.5 milliliter twice daily for a 10 pound animal, 1 milliliter twice daily for a 10 to 25 pound animal, and so on. Dosages can be increased or decreased safely depending on how the individual pet responds to the treatment. Although he doesn't necessarily recommend it, Chu says that pet owners are often able to wean their furry companions off traditionally prescribed medicines once they've been treated with vet CBD. The side effects of vet meds like Rimadyl and Medicam, which can cause vomiting, diarrhea, and liver and kidney problems, are no longer an issue. We see direct evidence of the benefits of vet CBD. One happy dog owner's testimonial on the Vet CBD website proclaims, since starting Vet CBD, my 10-year-old Shiba Inu, who suffers from severe arthritis, has increased range of motion, agility, and wants to play again, chasing tennis balls. Another endorsement trumpets, thank you for saving my dog, Wung Ting's life. All right. Both RxCBD and Vet CBD hope to expand their business as cannabis legalization advances across the country. Chu looks forward to spreading the word about medical pot for pets. We want to be wherever pet owners need us, he says. Medical marijuana is not only beneficial for people, it's hugely beneficial for animals too, and we want to change the stigma and educate people about using medical marijuana for pets properly. Yes.
Thank you.
Woo!
Yep.
You've given your pet pot, both of you have you not?
Yes.
We have many, many pet owners at the park. Shout out to the park keep and their pets. And a lot of them are using hemp oil for their animals now. And I can honestly see a difference in them at the park because I've been. Yeah, we should have a pet wall picture. The wall of fame. The wall of hemp for pets. But yeah, it's pretty great. And it is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. I give it to my dog daily. He has a brokenness and has had it forever.
A little bit goes a long way, folks.
Yeah, for sure. And I haven't tried it on the bearded dragon, but I think he's fine. Yeah. I think he's doing good. So, yeah, there you have it. Pop for Pets. We love it. And if you guys want to check any of this stuff out, I think we're just reading from High Times magazine. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Check it out. You can come online with us. We are at blogtalkradio.com. But if you go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, there's a link right to the radio. There's a link to the past episodes. You can listen right from the website. You can just click a button and start listening. It's pretty cool, actually, the little thing you can embed in your website. Pretty neat.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go to iTunes. There's a link there. I think I did that right on the Webtoons. And you can download all our silly little episodes. And guess what? Where is it? Where is it? Here it is. Coming. Coming.
What is it?
4-year anniversary show next
week. Oh, yes. Next week?
Yeah, next week everyone's going to be here. It's a 2-hour show.
Ooh.
We're going to get babysitters. We're going to have hopefully some hash.
I don't need babysitters.
Some medicated scones. Oh, you want to know the guests? We're just talking about all the hash.
No, who's?
Oh, well, we'll get someone to work the center. Don't you worry about it. We're open. We'll get there on time. Don't worry about it. We got this. Yeah, we got this. We're open. We're open. This is a very important show. We might as well do it from the center, just as the old time sake.
Why not?
Why not? Okay, who do we have coming on? Check out Tumbleweed Health Center. Go to the radio link. And we've got Heidi Hanford. She's from Patients Out of Time. We've got Irvin Rosenfeld and Elvie Musica. They are both federal patients. I've got pictures of them both holding their tins of marijuana that our federal government grows, rolls, and sends to them with a smile. That's
I love
right.
it.
Yeah. And we have our beautiful buddy Robert Platschorn coming on. We love you all. Robert spent, sadly, the most time in federal prison for a marijuana crime. He was trying to share the love of marijuana everywhere, maybe a little too largely. But hey, you can't blame the guy. We love it. We love you.
Sharing is caring.
So next week, this kid will come back on air. Unless he's decided to just live in Hawaii, which, you know, kind of can't blame a guy for.
Why not?
You know, I've never been, but I just have a feeling that once I do go, I probably won't leave any island I get on. I'll just be this is a great place to grow weed. Oh, look what I have in my pocket. Seeds. How did I get in here? I thought I was in. Bam.
Yeah.
There you go. And then I have all the friends in the world.
Mm-hmm. I almost say that in Spain.
And then I become a, what do they call it? Oh, I don't even know. Sorry, sorry, Miss Snow. I'm going to call you Miss Snow. What are the locals called in Hawaii? Come on, what do they call the locals?
I don't know. I've never been to Hawaii.
No, there's a name. Mulu or Muhuiz or Muhaz or Bahaz. Whatever. You get a name when you're a local. And then you're in. None of you have been?
Nope.
Uh-oh. We say Wednesday trip coming to. We're going live from Hawaii. Any island. Anyone want to fly us out? We'll do a radio show right in your living room. It's fantastic. There's a whole lot of free weed happening. Guaranteed.
Yes.
We'll get it there.
Yes.
We won't bring snakes because they're not allowed on the islands, but we will bring free weed.
Yes.
Yes, very much so. So check it out. Go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com.
There's dispensaries in Hawaii now.
Oh, we don't even need to ship it out. We'll just get the loco. Get the loco weed. Loco weed? Is that Maui Wowie?
Yeah.
That's probably from Maui Wowie. So we'll get the local weed. Local. What's going on locally here? We can find out. This is one thing I like about High Times magazine. We're going to find out what the price is of what for what is. You know, in Arizona, it's like, how much is an ounce around here?
An ounce?
Yeah.
Depends on where you go in the special. Some places have specials as low as $200 an ounce.
Really? That'd
probably
be like Phoenix. I'm just going to probably.
No, that's here in Tucson.
Get out. Tucson's going low. It's about time. Freaking time. All right. Well, you know what? You know what I think? I think we need to have some of these dispensaries on air. I think it's time. Because coming soon, Tumbleweed Dispensary to a corner near you. We're hoping fingers and toes crossed will be amongst them all. Look, it's an octopus. It's a sign. There's something going on with the octopus these days. We don't really know what it is. Oh, and that's a joint. Dang, that's a blunt. Oh, that's an octopus blunt.
Oh, my word.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 arms. How many do they really have? Because we're going to have to. Yeah, they have 8 arms. Come on, guy. You got to be accurate if you're going to be playing octopus arms.
Look at that.
But I'll still smoke it. I know.
It's happening.
I know. Oh, that's so beautiful. Rooms everywhere. That's, that's some big buckets they got on those little cinder blocks there. Look at that. That's like a...
No, that's not buckets.
That's a 20-pounder.
Nope, that's not buckets.
That's not a bucket?
That's the 55-gallon water. That's the 55-gallon steel drum.
Oh, nice. We like steel drums. Well, I can't tell you what the price of anything about weed is because I haven't been to the dispensaries. Mm-hmm. But here we go. We can tell you, we've got we've got 10 fun apps for stoners.
Oh, I have that one.
Yeah, Leafly. We like
that one. And that one.
We got that one. We got that one.
I didn't even know about those other ones.
Yeah, we have 2 out of 8. Let's see.
Okay.
Leafly.
Got it.
While your favorite weed encyclopedia makes a phenomenal website, the app version is even better. It's super easy to use, incredibly useful. A quick search of a strain by name will provide a great description of its appearance, effects, and medical attributes. For example, type in Girl Scout Cookies, and you'll learn that it's a top-rated strain for treating stress. The entries for many of the more common strains even break down their THC and CBD levels. You can also add your own reviews and photos. What about
Very
that
nice.
One?
It's called Hi There. Think Tinder for stoners. Oh, yeah, let's turn that over.
All right.
Yeah, think Tinder for stoners. What? With Hi There, you can stop adding 420 friendly or dead lyrics to your dating profile and attract sexy single stoners. What in the world? This app ensures that whoever you go out with will have herb on hand.
Oh, amen.
To get you through the dreadful small talk. So it's like a dating app for stoners.
Hell yeah. That's
they
what we're
have
about.
Those?
That is awesome. Oh, this one's called...
All you singles, get out there.
This one's called
it's
Wax.
It's called Hi There.
It's called
get it.
Hi There with an exclamation mark right on. Spelled, you know, H-I-G-H. Hi There.
Yes,
This one's
absolutely.
Called Waxy, spelled W-H-A-X-Y. If you haven't already, create an entire folder on your phone for weed apps, then add Waxy to the mix. The well-designed app features the latest cannabis news, strain reviews, and photos, and a medicine filter where you can enter your symptoms and find the perfect green medicine for what ails you, which is important. That's really, really important. You got to know what works for you. That's why we say know your body and go low and slow.
That is right.
Very small dosages, folks. All right.
The next one is Mind Wave 2. That means there has to be a Mind Wave 1. An updated version of the original, obviously, Mind Wave 2 is a health app that plays isochronic tones meant to temporarily alter brain waves and induce a variety of desired effects, such as stimulating creativity or reducing anxiety. While it's not fully understood how the tones work, it's still super fun to play around with them. I recommend the Neuro Release Tone under Sounds of Rain for Sleep. I love Sounds of Rain for Sleep.
Hi, buddy. Our little bearded dragon heard us talking about him, and he came running out of the bedroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he's like, "What? You guys can't talk about me behind my back." And some of those are called earth tones or earth resonance tones, and you're not supposed to drive while listening to them because they really mellow you out. They can
really,
really, really relax you. Yeah, I have a tape, and it warns you not to drive while listening to it because they have earth resonance tones. And basically, they're just so low that they ground you. They just like...
Side effects to tones, folks. Caution. Do not drive.
All right. This is called... Oh, boy. Why do I get these? Miko Atsumi. While cannabis may not be addicting, this feline-themed game, the name is Japanese for cat collector... This game sure is addicting. Cats visit you and leave fish as presents. Then you use the fish to buy kitties toys. Different toys attract different kitties, including rare ones like Mr. Meowie. Try and collect all 49 and I've renamed some of my cats after weed strains. Skywalker is currently chilling on the cat metropolis I saved up for. Oh, come here, buddy. And our little bedder Dagon is coming, and he's like, shh, I don't need no game. All right, next is called Bands in Town.
Bands in Town. Oh, I don't know. Can I say that on there? Okay, now,
sure.
Getting stolen and messing around on your phone is a dope way to kill time. But sometimes it's good to get up and attract. Say again?
I said, we say it's an over 18 show. They said fucking around.
Oh, okay. All right. Getting stoned and fucking around on your phone is a dope way to kill time, but sometimes it's good to get up and interact with the three-dimensional world, especially if music is involved. With Bands in Town, you can follow all your favorite artists and receive alerts as soon as they schedule a show in your town. Oh, I'm getting this.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so getting this.
There you go. Bands in Town. There you go. That's a good one. Secret Language. Secret Language is a horoscope app, but it's a creepily accurate and detailed one that will freak you the fuck out. Mine was spot on for observing that my friend-turned-boyfriend has made an even better lover than friend, and it also predicts that I'll eventually ditch city living and social media to throw off all my clothes and live with nature. I like that one. Now, remember, we're reading from Night Times Magazine.
Yes.
And if they're saying bad words, we didn't do it.
No, right. We didn't do it.
Beat wave. Hey, buddy.
When you're stoned, sometimes you just want to pick up a guitar and strum.
That's right.
Without a song in mind. But what if you don't have a guitar, you know, and that's all that's available is your iPhone.
Uh-oh.
With BeatWave, you can just sit back, push some buttons, and allow the power of Mary Jane to speak through your fingers as you can create some truly trippy beats.
Hmm. That's really crazy.
I don't know if I'm that artistic.
Weed Map.
Maybe.
We love Weed Map. We have Weed Map.
Yes, absolutely.
Before you can get high and play with your cats, you've got to visit your favorite florist to get some buzz. With Weed Map, you can find a top-rated dispensary near you, snag some great deals, and 8 for $28 in Denver, and even locate a cannabis doctor, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard,
yes.
Suite 103.
We're in the back.
Assemble Weed Sales Center. So what I love about Weed Maps, too, is that it's an actual map. So you punch in your location, and you say, I want doctors, and you blow up a map, or you say, I want dispensaries, you blow up a map. And it will tell you, like, along whatever route you're going. So if you're going north and you want to find one along the way, just look at your little map, and you can drive right up onto it if there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even have someone deliver right to your door.
Yep, that is true.
And this one, last but not least, is called Colorfly.
Colorfly.
Colorfly me.
All right. I thought the idea of using adult coloring books as a mindfulness tool sounded silly until I downloaded this coloring book app. Okay.
All right. Ooh, fun. A coloring book app. That's fun.
Space Queen's going to be all over that.
Yeah, and we might just have one for the center. We might just get our new iPad and use that one for our coloring app.
Now, if you're stoned and stuck on the subway, you can color in a betta fish so pretty that you'll want to print it out and send it to your mom to stick on the refrigerator.
Oh, you
got it. I love it.
I love it.
Hey, mom.
Hey, mom. Oh, you know what I love? Weed Save Wednesday. Thanks, everybody, for being here for our silly show. Next week's going to be a good one. It's 2 hours long. Get your coffee. Get your scones. Get whatever you need to do to get through the show. Get your buds. Get your bongs. Get your bearded dragon. And get ready, because it's going to be a good one. We love you much. Thank you so much for tuning into Weed Save Wednesday each and every week. Thank you to Growers House and everybody else out there. We love you guys. All our patients, all our doctors, all our staff, everybody kicks the day.
Come by and see us.
Yeah, come by and see us. Tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Tell you everything you need to know. You can even call us 520-838-4430. Most important thing, remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate.
Woo!
Have a rocking day, y'all.
Later.
Happy Weed Day later.